248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. It's a soggy mess from Texas all the way to Alabama, and there's more rain in the forecast. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Houston.
It's falling into ground that is so saturated right now, there's nowhere for it to go unless it's onto our roads or into the neighborhoods.
Boeing CEO will be back on the hot seat on Capitol Hill today for questions about the MAX 9. Whistleblower Ed Pearson.
The issue all along is that employees in these production facilities at Boeing have been rushed to do the work.
Planes could fly again as soon as tomorrow. Nikki Haley's forging ahead with her quest for the Republican presidential nomination, despite losses in Iowa and New Hampshire. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns from Charleston, South Carolina.
Haley did get a warm reception at a hometown rally last night, where Donald Trump is revving up attacks. She's refusing to leave the race.
Mr. Trump could testify today at his defamation trial in New York. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin today to talk about his administration's efforts to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Biden is in Superior, where $1 billion from Washington will pay for replacing a major bridge to Duluth. The $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law is paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Democrats say Republicans are moving too fast to pass an amended version of new legislative maps proposed by Governor Evers in 2021. It passed the Assembly yesterday after Senate approval Tuesday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
Bringing a bill to the floor in less than 24 hours is not the way to consider a map that will have a lasting impact on our state. And the people of Wisconsin deserve better than an 11th-hour bill.
The new bill makes some changes to protect some Republican districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Some Ocean Spray employees in Wisconsin Rapids are demanding better working conditions. Many were seen standing outside the plant looking to get support as co-workers entered for their shift. These workers want to join the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local Union 965, which is based out of Madison. This type of move is not unheard of, as Ocean Spray's Kenosha plant is also unionized. In fact, a few people from that location came up to offer their support. There's an internal vote next week that will decide their union status. The National Labor Relations Board is aware of the workers' intentions, and they told News 9 that more than 90 workers will be affected by whether the plant decides to unionize. And the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department has announced that Powers Bluff tubing and skiing hills will be closed until more snow falls in the area. This in addition to all county trails, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Halfhacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. We're to kick things off right with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm trying to see you guys, but I can't through the fog.
Yeah, it's a little tough. It's a little tough. We should all be talking with London accents. We should all be. Brittany, before we get going too far, I did want to let you know we went into our National Day of Calendar, and today, if you've, I don't know if you've seen, it's Observe the Weather Day.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, no. Completely different than any other day of our lives where we pay no attention to the weather.
At all, ever.
Yeah.
But right, that's not a topic of conversation ever.
Never comes up in elevators when you're in uncomfortable silences or anything like that. It is a noteworthy day, though, as hopefully we can all give a little credit to you and your profession and the people in your industry. I actually went down the rabbit hole of history of weather in this country and the way we observe it, and it all started grassroots. It all started with just people wanting to share information with other people and look out for each other. There's a tornado coming! Just letting people know. Usually it was a lot of yelling. Or no, it was telegraphed. It was a lot of that. But it's pretty cool, I thought.
That is super interesting. I love that. And thank you so much. And shout out to all those meteorologists. We have a tough job. We can take the wrath from you guys.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, not just putting up with me in the morning. I mean, right. It's all the other stuff, too, that she's got to deal with. And plenty in her profession. We appreciate you, Brittany. I should probably let you do your job. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Oh, well, she's still on her mood swing, of course. So we're seeing the hot flash. Here we are in the hot flash. She is definitely a female.
You can make that joke.
Right,
I am not making that joke. You can make, I got a mother. I am not.
I'm going to go through it eventually. So, yes, I can definitely make that joke.
Yes, yes.
But, oh, goodness. I mean, the warm weather here today, we're already slightly above freezing, sitting at 33 degrees right now. But you put the warmth over the snow, it's starting to melt it. Of course, we're stuck in the cloud of fog. Dense fog advisory lasts until 9, so another 55 minutes of it. But the fog is still going to linger a little bit throughout the afternoon. It just won't be as bad. What's going to happen is the rain is going to start to roll in. So thankfully, our temperatures are at 33. They will rise to highs into the mid-30s, so well above freezing. So we'll start off as rain right around lunch hour, if not a little bit earlier for some of us. Mm. We'll start off light, but it's going to start to ramp up this evening, where we could see up to a quarter of an inch of rainfall.
Wow.
And what it also wants to do overnight, right now for us, into Friday morning and Friday afternoon, it's targeting central Wisconsin, and that kind of goes up towards Marinette as well. But we could see a wintry mix flipping over as the system departs.
Mm.
So that means flash freezing
early
tomorrow morning from all the rain and all the wetness. It's going to be hard for plows to put salt down as it's raining because it'll wash it around too, so keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But tomorrow morning is definitely going to be slick and slippery as our temperatures drop below freezing with a wintry mix tomorrow morning.
Mm. All right.
Thanks for the update and the heads up, Brittany. We appreciate it. We'll be safe out there, and any traveling you got to do, maybe if you can, get it out of the way this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Appreciate you, Brittany. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. You have yourself a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. She's great. She's great. We really appreciate Brittany.
She's
so much.
She's pulling double duty for us today too.
Yeah.
She's filling in the news for the next couple of days for Melissa, and she's doing the weather. I mean, she should have just stayed on the show with us today.
Yes, she could have filled it completely. You're right. Yeah, she could have. Yeah. We'll have to ask her to do that the next time. We'll see how she feels about that next time. We're looking forward to talking with Brittany tomorrow. Tomorrow, co-hosting alongside me will be Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get into more of our schedule a little bit later. Seth and I got a lot to do this morning.
All right.
Not only do we have our birthday and anniversary club coming up in just a little bit, we got to talk about our favorite seasons. What is our favorite season?
Winter.
Yeah. You are ahead of the game on this one. It is National Irish Coffee Day. We'll talk about that as well.
Okay.
Costco is doing got a big Easter bunny we want to talk about.
Ooh.
That they are selling.
I'm curious how big. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 o'clock hour. Going to kick off with our friend Madison Rafter, executive director of the Southwood County Humane Society, and our pet of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. After that, Seth and I will get into a little bit of entertainment news. We've got some interesting. I can't wait on this. If you haven't heard already, Jon Stewart's back, baby.
He is.
Jon Stewart is back.
Oh, wow.
He has taken over as executive director and host of The Daily Show. He is going to host on Mondays, I believe, starting next week or the week after.
Wow.
And going forward. And he's going to be at just Mondays, and the correspondents will do Tuesday through Thursday.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like, I don't think this is temporary either. I think this is what they're going to stick with for a while.
Okay.
They went through quite a run on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We're also going to get into planned TV show reboots that got canceled.
Ooh.
I've been dying to get into this one with you. I think we're going to have some fun with that one. That should be pretty cool. And a nursing home in Baltimore has a suggestion for Taylor Swift when she visits this weekend for the playoff game.
okay.
I'm very curious about what
is that? What are they talking about there?
Have you ever wondered why there is only two escalators in Wyoming? Did you know that there are only two escalators in Wyoming?
That information has never crossed my path. So, no, to answer your question.
Yeah, I can imagine there is about three people holding their hand up in the whole world right now. But we're going to get into that. And it actually has, I have a tie into that.
Oh, okay.
With another interesting story we'll get into. So we got some
always
of that
good
in the 9 o'clock hour for you. We'll touch on our local good stories of the day. We got some great things going on in our town from now and into the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We want to touch on. How you doing this morning, Seth?
I am doing all right. In spite of the weather, I am doing just fine this morning.
Good to hear.
Ready and raring to go.
Looked like you seemed like it. It looked like, although you don't have your coffee yet. So
no, I already had my coffee. It's all good. I'm already jazzed up right there. In about 36 minutes, I'll be like, ugh.
Okay, we got to get the most out of you as we can.
Exactly.
36 to 37 minutes. I got it. I can work with that.
All right, let's go.
Some of the most unusual items have ended up in the lost and found at Wisconsin's Lambeau Field. I'm just going to go over a couple of these. Great article that comes to us from UPI.com. UPI.com, go ahead and check it out. Keith Cronin, manager of guest services at the home of the Green Bay Packers, said that there have been slightly less than 800 items to end up in the lost and found since April.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like quite a bit. I guess I don't know what the over-under is for lost and founds, but what a high or a low number
Well, when you get that many people in a building together, you know, there's going to be people who forget stuff. It's got to be a law of averages there.
Cronin told Spectrum News One some of the more valuable items include mobile phones, credit cards, and sometimes jewelry.
Yikes.
He said some of the more unusual items to cross his desk in the past 16 years include a pair of shoes, a cane walker, and hearing aids.
Whoa. I really hope someone didn't leave their pacemaker. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
That would be very bad.
Barb Vandehey, who has worked for the Packers for 12 years, has seen her share of strange items left behind by football fans. Can only imagine. I want to interview her so bad. Quote, someone lost their dentures once.
Oh, dear.
That's, yeah, a very personal item, she said. Mm-hmm. Passports, we've run across a few of those. And anybody that's traveling, you got to have the passport to get on the airplane.
Yeah, exactly.
So, wow, that's tough. Oh.
Hope they didn't just fly in for the game, because then they weren't going anywhere after that.
More routine items include a color card, because most Packer fans don't understand that's not gold, it's yellow. I'm joking. Just letting it go. Let it go. More routine items, such as hats, scarves, and blankets, are kept at the Lost and Found for 60 days before being donated to local shelters, animal rescues, and veterans hospitals.
There you go.
And there's your good story. One of your good stories of the day right there. That's
pretty
cool.
I didn't know
that.
That's really interesting.
I love the idea. It's cool to hear. It's interesting to hear these items. Mm-hmm. What I want is the story behind them.
I know.
Packers score, you know, in the last seconds of the game. You're cheering and your hearing aid falls out.
You're jumping up and down. Yeah.
And your dentures fly out. You know, something like this. I want the story behind it, and I want the people around that person, and I want their feedback. So I'm cheering because the Packers just made an unbelievable comeback, and I got these dentures flying at me.
I know. That's what I was going to say. What? They were way up at the second deck, and then, oh, no. Oh, boy.
So I gave them back. So I, with a beer. Great story. Great article.
That is good stuff, man.
Again, UPI.com if you're curious about the whole list. Have any of you ever lost anything at a Packer game or at any game?
At any kind of thing, man.
Sporting event or anything like that.
Well, think about this. Okay, even you go into a high school basketball game, you know, you get up on those bleachers, you lose something underneath, it's gone because that's like a black hole underneath
there. Yes, it is.
It defies science, but it's there. I mean, you're never going to get it again.
I don't think we're ever changing as much as life evolves, we may even evolve from not sitting down anymore, and we're going to have those bleachers. We'll have kids sitting on those same bleachers that we sat out of high school. They're never getting rid of those.
They have not changed the way of making them since 1935,
yes.
And they're still hard and very painful, and no one really wants to sit on them. We have, that's all we got. We got to stay there.
Got to
watch the game.
It's part of how they get kids to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. They're so uncomfortable. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I used to work at a high school, and I used to work in the office, so that was where the lost and found was located, and Melissa can confirm this story. Okay. For a good month, we had someone's hair in the lost and found. It was left behind by a visiting team's athlete.
Whoa. No. Who's picking that up? Unless it's a 30 or 40 year old man, I don't see them coming by to pick up the hair that they lost.
To be fair, it was kind of like a clip in extension.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's excitable. It's understandable. Yeah. That makes a little more sense. But even still, is that a fun item to come back for? Is that like I lost my hair? I could do my hair.
I mean, we did call the schools from which we recently had visiting teams, and
that's good.
Claimed it.
So how long does it stay there until one of you around the office starts wearing it? Like just for fun.
There for maybe 2 days before someone started.
There you go. Maybe. Awesome. Enjoy your morning. Thanks so much for the call. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Best listeners in radio. We appreciate it.
You know, it's better just extensions than like a full-blown wig.
Yes.
Because try to find the person that's going to pick that up, you know? Yeah. What's like under the bleachers or something like that? Yeah. Well, it's either a blonde wig or it's a blonde muskrat, and I'm not picking it up.
It'd be great, though, if a muskrat showed up. Like, yeah, that's mine. Oh, geez, here you go.
Interesting color you chose.
I didn't see that coming. That's a very interesting choice.
Doesn't match the rest of your fur, but, you know.
We'll take his commercial break. We'll come back and celebrate with our birthday and anniversary club coming up on The Morning Show.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Get your tickets now for MJ the Illusion. It's not just a Michael Jackson tribute show, it's a true King of Pop concert experience featuring live vocals by Michael Knight along with his team of world-class dancers. From the lights, costumes, music, and choreography, this show is a must-see for any fans of Michael Jackson. One night only, Thursday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at savorthearts.com. Let us entertain you.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have you ever jumped in an ice-cold lake for a good cause? It's Polar Plunge fundraising time for Special Olympics Wisconsin. 8 locations, with the first February 3rd in Wisconsin Rapids. It helps support the Special Olympics Winter Games in Wausau the following weekend.
Our Winter State Games include the sports of cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing.
Ashley Hansen is with Special Olympics and says the plunge also supports fair health care for their athletes.
Offering the training for medical staff is really important to make sure that people with intellectual disabilities are receiving the same care that you or I would.
Find information for the Plunge, Winter Games, and more at SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
It is going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy, with scattered rain, freezing rain, and even a few snow showers possible with a high right around 35. Tonight, rain and freezing rain likely will drop to 32 for a low tomorrow. A little freezing rain in the morning, then cloudy all day with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club, name pending. next week, everybody, we've got some breaking news for you. Next week, yeah, we are going to be kicking off with our new sponsor. Mm-hmm. Our new Birthday and Anniversary Club will be starting this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have a sponsor for our Sunrise Show on Wiz Country 105.5, which you can catch 7 to 8 every Monday through Friday.
Yeah, we're kicking off a whole bunch of stuff next week. By the way, we've kind of been sneak previewing who it is this whole week. If you've been paying attention, you probably know who it is already. But we're not going to say anything until next week.
Yep, and we're looking forward to that. We are very much looking forward to doing some celebrating with our birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Keep in mind, you can get in touch with all of our staff that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and email us that way through the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can go ahead and type in your search bar, WFHR, WIRI, and reach out to us that way. Mm-hmm. And call up and join the conversation. They've got this awesome thing called a Telegraph.
Telegraph. I want someone to, you know, we have no way of receiving it.
No.
We don't have a telegraph receiver.
No.
But I would love it if someone tried to do that. You know what? I bet you there's an app. Let's see, the Telegraph app. I'll bet you that's on there. I'll look that up later and see if I can find that. Telegraph us your birthday information. Live on air.
Oh, I love that. Yes, yes. That's the next thing. We're bringing that to Civic next. You know, we're going to be doing that.
We're bringing radio back. Let's keep moving. Let's bring back telegraphs.
Call up and join the conversation with the telegraph or, you know, Morse code, whatever you want to use.
Whatever you got.
And join the conversation, everybody, with your birthdays and anniversaries. We'd love to hear from you. I'd call up. Hey, you got now until the end of the segment, another 10 minutes or so before we wrap this up. Mm-hmm. Get it to us. We'd love to celebrate with you. And we'd love you to be able to share in the birthday with our other listeners, including our own Melissa Kay.
Melissa Kay's birthday today. Yay. I will be nice to her. Even though she's not here, I'll say nice things about Melissa today. So but just today.
Just today.
Just today.
Just today. Even just for this segment, even. No. No. I've mentioned this many times. I did this job for a long time by myself. Mm-hmm. And now at this point, I could not even dream, couldn't even imagine doing this without you, and especially without Melissa. Mm-hmm. Melissa's been an integral, huge part of things around here. She joined us at an interesting time where we had we had a transition of management, of ownership and everything. Mm-hmm. And Melissa came on as mainly as a co-host, and she was going to do news on the side. At the time, we were going to be more of a music station.
Exactly.
With the changing again of the guard with Civic Media buying us, mm-hmm. and Civic Media being a much more of a freedom, a democracy, a network, a mm-hmm. company, mm-hmm. A company focused more on talk radio.
Right.
Melissa was kind of asked to take over a bit more on news, mm-hmm. and she didn't blink an eye. Mm-hmm. She just, you know, she's the definition. You and her are the definitions of true team players, and I appreciate that so much of her. Just as importantly to me personally, I consider her a very close friend, somebody that I care for very deeply and get along with very, very well. Love working with Melissa. She's one of the easiest, funnest people to ever work with.
This is the theater connection, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we are all, well, the three of us are all connected through the theater. That's how we all met each other and everything. So I'm so that's why you should go and try out for plays.
Absolutely. Yes.
You'll never know what'll come from it.
Yep.
Or blame it for stuff, I guess, too. You could do that as well.
Melissa's also one of these people that's got like a billion skills.
She does.
She it throws me sometimes when I say something to her and she doesn't know, you know, reference it.
Wait a minute, what?
She can't do it or something like that. It shocks me.
Unless it's sports related, she's well known disdain for sports. So that's our little thing we can. Can pick on her about.
You are very appreciated around here, Melissa. Enjoy your time off. You've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to wish a very... Oh, actually, I need a one or a two from you, man.
We got to do some work here. Let's do one today.
All right. There we go. So first up, wish a happy birthday to John Owens.
Happy birthday, John.
John, have a great day. Hope it's a good one for you, sir. It's got, mm-hmm. It's got a country name to it, like a John Owens.
Johnny Owens.
Yeah, here's John Owens now. It's a good name. And Val Wilson is our qualifier.
Ah, congratulations, Val, and happy birthday.
Another good name, Val. Yeah. I like that name, Val. We're talking about names that aren't around. Valerie is a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that name.
Yep.
Enjoy your day, Val. Hope it's a good one for mm-hmm. you. You're our qualifier. We dive into our celebrity list. First up, a good one. Alicia Keys is 43.
Wow.
Incredible.
What? She's 43 only?
Yeah,
so she's been around forever. Oh, she was like a teenager when she started. Yeah,
she was young. She was really young. She actually got started even earlier than we found her, discovered her as a society and mm-hmm. everything. She was doing a lot of songwriting, a lot of background work, studio work, I believe. And then no one came out and everything was changed.
Yes. amazing talent.
If I Ain't Got You is the one that really stands out to me. Empire mm-hmm. Mind is great. Underrated piano player.
She's fabulous.
She is incredible. Mm-hmm. I've watched her play, and there's a couple of live performances I've seen of hers where the camera goes in on her hands mm-hmm. and shows her on the keys.
Yep.
She is so quick and nimble on those. She's got some of the smarter hands you're going to see. Yeah. I really feel like she's an actually underappreciated piano player. She is beyond good.
And partially that's because of her fabulous voice and her songwriting skills. And, I mean, she's just all-around talent.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie Bewley is 43. Dimitri in the Twilight movies. He's also a character actor on Nashville.
Okay.
Mia Kirshner is 49.
Mm.
Good actor.
Yes.
Spock's mom on Star Trek Discovery, the assassin Mandy on 24, and Jenny on The L Word.
Oh, wow. Nice career.
Let's see here. It's getting thinner.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's getting thinner.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. Yeah, Andy Cox is 68. Guitars for the English Beat and Fine Young Cannibals.
Hey, this is a pretty good band. So yeah, I like those. They've got some good stuff. He's no Ranking Roger, but obscure reference.
That was a good one, though. That was a great obscure reference. I like that. Diana Manoff is 68. Elaine on Soap and Carol on Empty Nest.
Oh, wow. Yes. I remember her.
Yeah, yeah.
She was really good.
Another good character actor.
Yes, exactly.
And man, did that take me back. Those two shows that I just mentioned, Soap and Empty Nest. Whoa. Whoa. That, like, my Nana loved the Golden Girls, like, all get, like, sure, maybe more than few shows at the time. And right after that was Empty Nest. I remember. Yep. That was right. That
they
was
were back to back.
And Soap was a game changer. Like, Soap was way ahead of its time.
It really was.
There were some things in Soap that have not aged well and everything, but there were also aspects of it that were way ahead of its time.
It was in a lot of respects, it was very meta. You know, before meta was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very self-referential, and of course, it was a satire of soap operas. So
yeah. You had a young Billy Crystal on there. A bunch of great. That whole cast was amazing.
Really good cast. Yeah,
I think there was an actor. I want to say no, maybe there wasn't. I thought there was an actor that was on both shows, other than Diana. Then there was another actor that was on Soap and Empty Nest.
You got me on that one.
Some people no longer with us, like Dean Jones, born on this day in 1931. Legendary Disney star, The Love Bug.
The Love Bug.
Shaggy D.A. and Saved by the Bell, Hawaiian style. Good actor.
Man, if you gotta be the second bill to the car. Yeah, that's kind of a rough gig. But he did good. He did a good job with it.
I've thought about this as an actor many times. not many times, but I've thought about this before. Because when I was a kid, I remember really enjoying the movie Turner and Hooch with Tom Hanks.
Yes.
And at the time, this is long before he won a bunch of Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
I considered Tom Hanks one of the more versatile actors I knew.
Oh.
That I could think of and that I studied and everything. I really enjoyed his work.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think, well, what's it like being you know, Tom Hanks and all this skill and talent and everything, and you're second to this dog? And I don't know what would be more, that or Knight Rider or the
Love
Bug.
Yeah.
I don't know which one would be how you'd feel about either one. To me, right, I'm a working actor. I don't care. Yeah. I will be the 20th name behind dogs and cars and cats.
I tell you what, man, when they do that, you know, we're talking about reboots that didn't make it. Yeah. I know one that will. My Mother the Car. You are perfect for that. The Jerry Van Dyke role. I mean, you're right there, man.
I appreciate that. I am going to definitely try out for that. I am also trying to get a version of My Mother the Car and Stop or My Mom Will Shoot as a combination. I'm trying to combine the two movies.
Oh, my God.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
I saw that in the theater. I'm so ashamed to admit that. I saw that in the theater. Oh, sure, there was another movie that was way better right next to it, you know?
715-424-2600. What's the worst movie you've ever seen in the theater?
Oh, that's close for
that's
me.
That's got to be a tough one, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be a tough one. All right, that's a roving question. We're keeping that story. We're keeping that one open for
you
a while.
You paid good money.
Yes.
To go to
yes.
a theater and you saw that turkey? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I genuinely have to think about that. Wow, I have to think about that's a good one. That's a great one. And a legend one coming up in our birthdays and anniversaries. The legend Etta James, born on this day in 1938, passed away in 2012. Beyonce played Etta in the 2008 movie Cadillac Records, did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
She won a Grammy for singing Etta's signature song, At Last.
At Last. Oh, love that tune.
When she performed it at the Obama's First Dance at her inaugural, at the inauguration ball, it was even better, that version.
Mm.
But Etta James's work, her writing, her life stands out on its own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Beyonce did an amazing job, but she didn't need to. Etta's work is good on its own.
Well, without Etta James, there is no Beyonce.
Yeah,
one could make the argument. So,
very
yeah.
true. Mm-hmm. Very true. I'm going to definitely be listening to some Etta James today. Mm-hmm. And the great Virginia Woolf, born in this day in 1882, passed away in 1941. Novelist, must reads, Miss Dalloway, To the Lighthouse, Orlando, The Waves, A Room of One's Own, The Years. A Room of One's Own was almost required reading in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend everybody read To the Lighthouse.
To the Lighthouse. Yeah, it's a good one. One of her best.
Some of the best quotes ever came from Virginia Woolf.
Yeah.
The truth is, I often like women. I like their unconventionality. I like their completeness. I like their anonymity. Why are women so much more interesting to men than men are to women?
That's a good question.
Arrange whatever pieces come your way. But my favorite of hers is, for most of history, Anonymous was a woman.
Yes, that's probably her most famous saying, yes. And that's so, so true, so
it's,
true.
It's so true, and there's so much history behind that simple sentence, that simple. It's part of why when I say the quote, it's like a short story. That's what I mean.
Yep.
There's more digging that needs to be done after you hear a line like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and take a quick phone call. Good morning, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to be the only one to say this, but I didn't care much for Will Ferrell, and I walked out of Elf.
Oh wow!
For the end of that.
Hey, it eats their own, man. You know, yeah, not everybody likes that one. All right, that's a turn. I guarantee you're not the only one too. For every popular movie, for every movie that I'm the one. I don't like Titanic.
That's right.
I don't have any interest in seeing that. I'm the one guy. That's it. Everybody else has seen it by now. I hear you. Everybody has their own taste. Appreciate the call and the feedback, sir.
That's good, you have a great morning.
That was a good one. That's a good thing.
I've never walked out of a movie, I don't think.
Yeah, I never have.
But yeah, maybe I should have. A couple of them, but.
I definitely should have. But I've got a thing in me where how many times I've seen a movie that is horrible for the first 2 hours, and in the last 10 minutes, it's like something I've never seen, I didn't see coming,
that's
and
true.
It's amazing.
So you never know what'll happen.
I stuck through Ishtar, okay? I stuck through that. I mean, you know.
By the way, not the worst movie ever. It's actually kind of a fun movie.
It's actually got a lot of bad press
and all that. But
and it's a reference that was like 30 years ago.
It was
like nobody.
No
gets
one's
that.
Like well, the Ishtar is the worst movie ever made. The trope is gone. Yeah,
nobody's made that joke in at least 25 years. Except for me.
Hey, we've got the DC Universe, man. We got so much to pick from right now.
Oh, yeah. That you just hit on something right there. We'll be back with more. And keeping this question going, everybody, 715-424-2600. What's the worst movie you ever saw in the theater? Go ahead and share it with us. There are no bad answers.
Yeah,
no. We're just having fun with this. Call up and join the conversation. We'll be back after our local and state news on Wisconsin. Oh, I did it. I was going to do it. I knew I was going to do it.
It's been a while.
WFHR, locally grown. On radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers promises to veto a redistricting bill making its way through the legislature. Republicans are touting the bill as 99% of what Evers asked for in a map proposal in 2021, but Evers says changes made to the proposal still amount to gerrymandering. The state Supreme Court will enact a redistricting plan this spring if lawmakers and the governor don't do it first. Older people in western Wisconsin who need rides to doctor's appointments are in a difficult position now that two major hospitals and several clinics are closing this spring. Bobby Hagda runs the new Freedom Transportation Program.
We have some counties that there are no drivers in, and so we're constantly recruiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hagda says the situation's been bad since the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRY News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Trial is underway for the 27-year-old Wausau man charged with killing his girlfriend nearly 3 years ago. Umberto Lowe is charged with the murder of 30-year-old Mayru Lily Vang, who died on March 21st of 2021 of a gunshot wound. It happened at the Wausau apartment she shared with Lowe. He appeared in Marathon County Court yesterday, where 5 people testified throughout the day. On Tuesday, 6 people testified. Court documents state that Lowe called a family member following the shooting and asked them to come pick up his children. The relative thought Lowe was joking, and then Lowe allegedly sent a photo of Vang's fatal injury. The relative called 911 and Lowe was arrested without incident. The two young children were not harmed. Prosecutors said Lowe believed Vang was cheating on him. And the moment has arrived to sign up for spring musical auditions for My Fair Lady. The Lincoln High School Theater says go to the doors leading to the music wing by the choir room and sign your name for either next Monday or Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Bucks held a press conference. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 126-116 at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee now 31-13. General Manager John Horst asks, why would you hire a first-time head coach like Adrian Griffin and fire him just halfway through the season?
Yeah, someone really wise once said looking back is ego, so I'm going to stay in the present. There's no regrets. I believe in the hire that we made. I believe in the reasons we did it, the process that we went through. And again, Adrian has contributed to this group. Part of why we are where we are today, who we are, is because of him. This was an opportunity about going forward.
Bucks host the Cavaliers again tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette with a win in Chicago, 86-73. Over to Paul. Wisconsin getting ready to host Michigan State tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers signing a place kicker, Jack Podlensky, who kicked for the Georgia Bulldogs for three seasons. And Jim Harbaugh, who led the Michigan Wolverines to a national championship, is leaving for L.A. as the new head coach of the Chargers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East in Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It is going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy with scattered rain, freezing rain, and even a few snow showers possible with a high right around 35. Tonight, rain and freezing rain likely will drop to 32 for a low tomorrow. A little freezing rain in the morning, then cloudy all day with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Getting funky around here.
Man.
On the good foot.
This is my favorite era of the Temptations.
Oh,
late
yeah.
60s into the early 70s. Ugh, love it.
They were still, it was the tail end of them doing a lot of the dancing. They mm-hmm. kind of stopped a lot of the dance moves.
Yep.
They still did a little of it, but it became a little bit more about the music.
It
a little
did.
Bit more.
It, absolutely. Their big producer and songwriter at that time was Norman Whitfield, who had kind of stolen them away from Smokey Robinson. Because apparently they had an internal competition at Motown. So basically Smokey had a lock on the, because he kept doing hits with them.
Oh,
but then when he had a song that didn't go viral. What the heck? That back then.
Yeah.
What was it? A hit for them.
Yeah.
Then apparently Berry Gordy said, okay, now Norman, you get a shot. And then for the next like 5-6 years, it was all Norman Whitfield with all some of their psychedelic stuff, which is, like I said, my favorite stuff.
So. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
A little bit of random history for
you
right there. I like that. Let's go ahead and see what's on your mind out there. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, talking movies that... that you walked out on or were not good to watch at the movie theater?
Yeah, yeah.
I got dragged as a child with my mother to Out of Africa.
Oh, that's tough. That's
for
tough.
A kid?
For a kid, that's tough.
Thank goodness, though, the movie theater had a Miss Pac-Man game and the movie.
That's perfect.
Oh, that is such an era.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Great one. That's a good one.
That was probably one of the worst ones I got stuck going to as a kid going to movie theater. But there's another one I didn't really appreciate either going to, and I waited that with a bunch of friends was RoboCop.
Oh yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I'd buy that for a dollar. Oh, that movie. That one had its place in history.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. If the reboot proved anything, it was that place in history, and that's it.
Absolutely.
That's
it. Yeah.
Good call, man. Thank you for it. We appreciate you.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. 424-2600. Call up. Get us your favorite. The worst movie you saw in the theaters.
Yes.
Everyone's
got to have this
movie.
Story. He did. It was great. It was a kid. Yeah. Who's gonna want to? What kid is gonna want to watch Out of Africa?
Yeah, that's rough. We wanted to go see, I remember my cousin Lisa and I wanted to see Inner Space real bad. It looked so cool. And, you know, it was a great cast. Martin Short and all that.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good cast. It was a fun movie. But La Bamba had come out. And my Uncle Rich really felt it was important for my cousin Lisa and I to see La Bamba, know who Richie Valens was and everything. And we were so angry and so and we went to it, and at being the serious little kid that I was, I ended up loving it. I ended up really
liking
it.
It's a great movie, yeah.
My cousin Lisa was just the whole time futzing in her seat and making noises, and just it was very unhappy, very unhappy.
Oh, one of the great underrated directors, talking about Inner Space, Joe Dante.
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
some great movies. Oh my gosh, she's so good.
When I finally got old enough to like, because this is at the time where I couldn't just wait for it to come out on you know, download or something like that.
Of course.
You waited until it came out on the VHS, and then I'm a little kid at the time, so I can't just grab this movie anytime I want or anything like that. So it wasn't until years later that it finally showed up on like HBO, and I watched it like insanely, like 50 times in a row or something like that. I don't know if this is my number one choice, but I have to say, because of the night itself and the way the events went, Cold Mountain. I forget when it came out. Some years back, at least 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Jude Law, Nicole Kidman, Renee Zellweger.
I don't even remember that.
It's set in like Appalachian times and like in that era.
Now I remember. Yeah.
And you got like two English actors as the leads in this and stuff. It all takes place in America.
What? Yeah.
And it was. I don't think it was a very good movie. I don't remember it being. But I do remember that part of the problem was, and I learned this from this date, and Becky, I think her name was. I actually credit Becky because she was one of the first ones to help me learn. Nobody wants to hear me talk about random facts when I'm watching a movie. See, what the director should have done, what they were trying to do right here was use a crane shot. And where are you going? Why are you leaving? Okay, bye. Yeah, I learned that one real quick. Nobody wants to hear me. Actually, Jude Law's an English actor. What he did to trade for this role, like the movie's playing. Shut up. I'm not a great dater. I'm not great at the dating.
You know the whole dating thing. You know,
not my thing.
It's rough. You know what though? Most people are bad at it.
I think most
people are really terrible at it. So
winters in the Midwest have seemed milder in recent years, but they're still terrible. If you ask a lot of people that are not happy about winters, a new poll asked people for their favorite season and where they live, and the most popular answer in the Northeast, Midwest, and West was summer.
Mm-hmm.
Spring was number one in the South, and it was a close second to summer out West.
Okay.
Winter was the least favorite season for everyone everywhere, especially in the Midwest. Only 8% of Midwesterners said that the Midwestern winters are their favorite.
Wow.
Even with the possibility of a white Christmas, when asked about that, they still answered the same way.
Now, I think... See, now we have a resident winter lover in Terry Johns.
Yes.
And I'm fascinated on her opinion of this. Is winter her favorite season? I know she likes snow, but I know there's also things about winter she doesn't like. So I'm curious about that. No,
I'd like to hear her take on that.
I would.
Now I think
calling you out.
Wait, she's got to join us here. She's got a couple weeks off.
She does. Yeah.
So I'm curious, for you guys out there, 715-424-2600. What's your favorite season and why?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about it? I personally, like a lot of people out there, I love autumn. I like fall.
Mm-hmm.
I love the transition. I love the changing. I love how all of this happens. How integral it is to our planet, and we just treat it like it's an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. We just keep rolling, and I don't know. There's something about it I really enjoy.
I like all all the other seasons. Let's maybe put it that way. Mm. I like spring. Summer's probably my favorite, but I like you also enjoy autumn. Except for what comes after. That's the only thing I don't like about autumn is that it's telling us that guess what's coming next. But other than that, no. I like the other seasons a lot more than I like
the Adventures of Pluto Nash.
It's, oh boy,
that was a bad one. That was
wait.
A rough
you went
one.
To that one?
Yeah.
Oh wow! And he's admitting it. Nice.
I was. And that one did so bad in the box office. It was like me and 20 other people. It's still one of the biggest box office
bombs.
Of
yeah.
All time. And it's so weird to say because I love Eddie Murphy. He's one of my all time favorites. I love Eddie Murphy. Huge fan. I went. And so the reason I went to go see that movie. Eddie Murphy doing a sci fi movie. Cool. Let's go and see what could go wrong. Everything.
Absolutely everything.
That's a rough one.
Man, I don't care how talented you are. You have somewhere, biggest star ever, you've got some flops in your resume. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with that.
I've actually studied this. I've actually looked into this with one of the classes I took at UCLA was we take two actors, a older actor and a modern actor, and study their careers. Mm-hmm. And I did it with Dennis Hopper and Keanu Reeves and a couple of other actors. But those were the two that I mainly focused on for my report. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that their acting choices were very interesting, and they're two actors that don't really let their agents choose their work. They mm-hmm. tend to choose their own work. Mm-hmm. And even those guys, and not just them, but like Cary Grant, Humphrey Bogart, like even the legends have misses. Everybody's
absolutely.
Got them on their
every
resume.
Every single one.
It's interesting. It's yeah. interesting to see because we don't always remember those, you know? And I think it's also noteworthy, like just in life, like everybody has failures in life.
Absolutely.
Everybody has, you know, things where they don't work out like you think.
Even if it looks like someone's, you know, just top of the world, perfect, all these guys, no, they're not that good. No.
Chances are
stuff happening.
Chances are they have a Pluto Nash in their history. They have do. Something like that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show at WFH.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit FinishYourDiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest Zone, Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope.
But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
It is going to be kind of a messy day today. Cloudy, foggy, with scattered rain, freezing rain, and even a few snow showers possible with a high right around 35. Tonight, rain and freezing rain likely will drop to 32 for a low tomorrow. A little freezing rain in the morning, then cloudy all day with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
There we go. Got to change it up a little bit here. And people think they're coming into the last segment and everything.
Confusing.
Seth and James here with you. A little Prince to play us in. We got some good stuff to take you to the top of the hour. Nothing but good, fun entertainment. And it is a it is National Irish Coffee Day.
All right.
Irish Coffee Day, everybody. Enjoy. A new poll found 35% of American adults occasionally like a little booze in their coffee.
A little booze.
A little bit. I don't know who calls it booze anymore. I don't even know who says
people,
that.
People in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Watch the giant spider invasion, everybody.
Nice. Nicely done.
Hitting the booze again.
Nice. 25% of us like espresso martinis now, too. They've gotten trendy the last couple of years. 25% is almost twice as many people as when the same question was asked 2 years ago.
Interesting.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither, and it sounds horrible.
Nah, I'm not interested.
You know, I don't even drink anymore, and it's like,
Yeah. The poll also asked about normal, non-alcoholic coffee. Here are a few stats on America's love affair with that sweet, sweet go-to juice. I call it manna.
Manna.
It is manna. It is how my character keeps awake and stays alive.
That's right.
73% of Americans drink coffee every day. The most common answer was one or two cups, but almost half of us drink more than that, including 4% who said that at least 6 cups a day. Dang.
Whoa.
That's too much.
That's a lot. If I drank that much, man, I'd be vibrating.
This isn't in the article, but I'm curious to know. And again, audience participation, you can go ahead and use the morning show play at home version that we got everybody, our listeners. Go ahead and use that. When you make your coffee, do you do what my sister does where she, like, it doesn't matter if she's making 4 cups or 10 cups, she fills the whole thing, man. She fills the whole thing with coffee. Yeah. And I actually thought, like, wait a minute, Jillian doesn't know how to make coffee. And I asked her. Jillian is a mother of two and has quite the backbone. Yeah, I took a lashing for that one.
What do you mean? I don't know, make coffee.
Yeah, but I'm like, Jillian, it feels like you're wasting coffee. Like, there's so much in there.
Apparently she just likes it really strong.
They like it. Her and her husband love it strong. Like,
well, there you go.
Do you do that, or do you just put, like, what you need in there? Like, because that's what I do. I don't. I make strong coffee, but not that strong a coffee.
You know, no. I mean, I don't mind strong coffee, but it's not. If you go out east, okay, out east, the coffee is much stronger. They make it much stronger out there.
I didn't know that.
Than they do generally in the Midwest. Huh. But yeah, so I can handle that, but I don't want to drink it all the time. I'm just like a medium. Somewhere in between is good for me.
Every once in a while, yeah, especially on the weekends, I'll have some strong coffee. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, no, I like it just average. I like it how I usually like it. My coffee shouldn't be able to, like, wake up before me.
Yeah.
Right. It's speaking to me, or it's talking, or I just look at it and I'm already awake. It's already done its job just from looking at it.
Like, next time you go to your sister's and she offers you a cup of coffee, just say, yes, but make it a small slice.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that. I might just text her that. 51% of us will hit a coffee shop this week. Our favorite spot is Starbucks, followed closely by Dunkin'. Mm. I mean, around here, we are big fans of From the Ground Up.
Yes,
big fans of From the Ground Up. Love
we are indeed.
We yes, say we good did. Morning to them. That'll make more sense next week.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. 89% also make coffee at home at least once a week. 66% said daily.
So, yeah. I was like, that makes sense. I think more people, it makes sense to make it because it's, well, it's so much cheaper, first of all. Honestly, getting a coffee out every day is kind of expensive.
It can get expensive.
Yeah.
I admire the people that treat themselves a couple times a week and get a coffee. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing in life. Go ahead and do that. I do it every once in a while, too. I may do it more if I had more time. I just don't have the time in the morning.
Right.
My coffee is made before I wake up. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way I know how to do, because there's been plenty of times where the thing didn't work, the machine, you know, didn't kick on or something, and I'm just running without coffee because I just don't have the time to stop usually or anything like that. Otherwise, I would stop much more often.
Coffee.
I love a good mocha coffee. Mm-hmm. I love a good mocha. And if I can have a mocha every morning before I start, this would be it'd be even a better show, I think. I think it'd even be a better show now.
He's angling for people to bring him. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But I will say a big shout out to not only Dunkin' and Starbucks and Caribou that we have here in town. We think of how popular those are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are our brand companies, but they are run by locals.
Yeah, they're local and owned and operated. Yeah.
But also, all of our from the ground up and from the out the box.
Out of the box, Cravings.
Cravings. Yeah, yep, so many great coffee shops. And I mean, I thought that Rapids had quite a few coffee shops. And you go up the point, and you just can't turn around if there's not another coffee shop.
Well, first of all, college town, which means there are going to be a lot of coffee shops. Yeah. But you're right. No, there's tons. I mean, and that's a, you know, because Point's a little bit bigger than Rapids, but I wonder what their coffee shop to person ratio per capita thing is. That'd be interesting.
Ask Bria about that. I got to see if she can figure that out. I bring this up because not only do we show our love of coffee around in central Wisconsin, I think in Wisconsin in general, because Madison is also like this. Milwaukee, you know, a lot of the places up north, Appleton, Oshkosh, some of those spots are very similar to what we're saying here.
Absolutely.
It's also a nice opportunity to support local. Go out, get a coffee, and support a local business out there.
Now, there's a weird verbal thing with coffee that you've just demonstrated for us that I've always been curious about. So you make coffee at home in a pot, and you say, I'm going to have some coffee.
Yeah.
But you go out to a coffee place, I'm going to get a coffee.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Is it just because like I'm pouring some coffee into my cup and I'm actually getting a separate, you know, thing? Yeah. Is that why we say that? I've always been curious about that.
I wonder if it's because with at home we know we're going to have some more.
Maybe that's it.
I don't know. Maybe that's the energy boost isn't the top reason we drink it. 83% like the way it tastes. 67% need the caffeine. 43% say it makes them more productive. And 29% like the health benefits.
83% like the taste. Of course, we don't know how they, you know, make their coffee, if they put cream or sugar or both or neither or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess, however, they're just saying, however I make it, I like the taste of it, which makes sense.
I do love the taste of coffee. And one of my favorite things is to open up a new thing of coffee and just smell.
The smell, man.
Oh, I love that smell. It's one of my top
especially
five
if it's like
smells.
A flavored coffee with the nice, you know, hints of other things in there. It's so good.
Yeah.
Who cares about drinking? I'm just going to smell it.
I want a candle that's just that. Not coffee smelling candle. I want a candle that's when you open the bag.
The fresh bag of coffee smell. Yeah.
Get on that, candle makers. Come on. Only 18% of us take our coffee black now, down 56% from 2 years ago. Wow.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
That's
only
crazy.
18% of people take it black?
Wow.
Really?
That's crazy to me, huh?
Oh, amazing.
That is weird.
That is strange.
Maybe it hasn't gone down, the amount of people that drink black coffee. It's just more people are drinking coffee. It's kind of skewed the numbers.
But they're only drinking. Beth is a great example of that. She never drank coffee until someone introduced her to lattes. And then she became a very avid coffee drinker. So that might be some of that going on.
29% of us drink decaf at least sometimes. Around 1 in 5 of those people switch to decaf late in the day. Terry does that, I believe. I don't want to speak for her, but I believe Terry does that. Maybe she does it in the mornings. Maybe I'm mixing it up. She just drinks decaf, I think.
The only time I do that is if, like, I'm out at a place that offers, you know, would you like some coffee after dinner, you know, with your dessert or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because usually the coffee they have is really good, even if it's decaf, because I'm not going to drink caffeinated coffee that late.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's usually at places like that, it's the, even the decaf is really tasty. So, yeah,
I really love a good coffee at night. I don't do it all the time.
Right.
But a night, and I'm with you. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be caffeine or sugar or anything like that.
Right.
It's just good stuff. And do you absolutely despise coffee? Mm. You're one of a very few, select few who'd say that. Only 2% of us say that they hate coffee.
Only 2%? Wow.
87% describe themselves as at least somewhat coffee obsessed.
Somewhat.
This speaks again to the numbers there.
How can you be somewhat obsessed? That's a contradiction in terms.
It does seem to kind of make it, it does seem difficult.
If you're obsessed, you're obsessed. Go on now.
It feels like you're really splitting the atom there on that one.
Splitting hairs, very thin, man.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. I know that we got great stuff lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick it off with our great friend Madison Rafter, Executive Director of the Southwick County Humane Society, with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, Seth and I are going to get into a bit of entertainment news with you. We've got some fun things to dive into entertainment-wise, including some big news for late-night TV. Want to dive into that. Looking forward to it. And we'll touch on some other stuff, like why there is only 2 escalators in Wyoming and why we're talking about it.
Inquiring minds. Need to know.
Yep. That's actually going to take us around the world.
Around the world?
Those 2 escalators in Wyoming is going to take us around the world.
Around the world.
Be listening for that coming up right here on the morning. Oh, keep going. Yeah, on the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Days of heavy